Thank you, Mr. President. Nuclear weapons pose an unprecedented threat to the continuity of mankind. That's why the global conscience reflected this ultimate risk in the utmost priority attached for the attainment of nuclear disarmament. The risk of nuclear war today has reached an unprecedented hike since Cold War era. As the SSOD1 document clearly reaffirmed, the most effective guarantee against the danger of nuclear war and the use of nuclear weapons is nuclear disarmament and the complete elimination of nuclear weapons in transparent and reversible, verifiable manner. Unfortunately, we remain far from achieving this goal. The CD agenda has reflected clearly these priorities, with nuclear disarmament as the ultimate one, with other measures including negative security assurances and prevention of arms race in the outer space that should lead to this ultimate goal. Nuclear disarmament, general and complete disarmament under effective international control, while always acting under the principle of undiminished security for all. The Treaty on Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons is the cornerstone of the global nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation regime. In this regard, the Treaty Review Conference in the year of 2000 outcome document has clearly charted 13 practical steps to achieve nuclear disarmament. Among those steps, step number 3 stated the necessity of negotiations in the Conference on Disarmament on non-discriminatory, multilaterally, and internationally and effectively verifiable treaty banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices in accordance with the statement of the Special Coordinator in 1995 and the mandate contained therein, taking into consideration both nuclear disarmament and nuclear non-proliferation objectives. The same document urged the Conference on Disarmament to agree on a program of work which includes the immediate commencement of negotiations on such a treaty. Moreover, in 2010 outcome document, in the action plan of the NPT on nuclear disarmament, Action 15, all states agree that the Conference on Disarmament should, within the context of an agreed comprehensive and balanced program of work, immediately begin negotiation of a treaty banning the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices in accordance with the report of the Special Coordinator CD/1299. The same action plan through Action 16 encouraged the nuclear weapon states to commit to declare as appropriate to the International Atomic Energy Agency all fissile material designated by each of them as no longer required for military purposes and to place such material as soon as practicable under IAEA or other relevant international verification and arrangement for the disposition of such material for peaceful purposes to ensure that such material remains permanently or irreversibly outside military programs. This NPT review documents show clearly a possible ground for wider consensus that could be achieved through agreed action in the 2000 and the 2010 action plans, giving us a possible way forward to achieve a fissile material treaty. Mr. President, Egypt believes that a treaty addressing the question of fissile material should take into consideration both nuclear disarmament objectives as well as nuclear non-proliferation. That's why Egypt's position regarding any future treaty on fissile material stresses the need to include the existing stockpiles of such material within its objectives and scope. Such treaty should be in full alignment with the inalienable right of non-nuclear weapon states for peacefully utilized nuclear energy under no condition could infringe on this right. 50 years later, since the NPT was born, nuclear disarmament remains far from being achieved, with no clear time frame to achieve that goal. On the contrary, nuclear arsenals are being modernized vertically and horizontally. Nuclear doctrines and alliances continue to adopt deterrence policies, as well as nuclear sharing policies continue to exist. This results in a serious further erosion of global stability and security architecture. The indefinite extension should never be interpreted as indefinite license of possession of nuclear weapons by nuclear weapon states. NPT universality as a goal remains far from being achieved and is an integral ingredient of the 1995 indefinite extension conference that extended the treaty indefinitely, along with the 1995 resolution in the Middle East that remains valid till its full implementation, calling to establish a nuclear weapon-free zone and other weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East, and calling on Israel to accede to the NPT as a non-nuclear weapon state. In this regard, Egypt commends the constructive work taken by the successful three sessions of the UN conference established by the UN decision 72-546, aiming to establish a legally binding instrument establishing a nuclear weapon free zone and free from other weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East. Mr. Chairman, for a future fissile material, a balanced approach that addresses both nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation within a comprehensive and balanced work of the CD through the inclusion of existing stockpiles should give us the guidance on the way forward. We do have a clear and available sufficient mandate to proceed, taking into consideration the different views on this regard when addressing this question, with the essential element that Egypt stresses to see in any future treaty in this regard, stressing the inclusion of existing stockpiles in the treaty text. Thank you, Mr. Chair.